You are now in the largest room of the Home Museum. There was originally the living room. At the centre stands the Bechstein Grand Piano, often played at the small concerts organised as evening entertainment for the couple and their guests. This room now houses the works of those artists who lived in Paris for a long time in the early decades of the 20th century, often sharing experiences and tastes, such as Giorgio De Chirico, Alberto Savinio, Massimo Campilli, and Renato Paresce. Dominating the scene, partly due to its size, is La Scuola dei Gladiatori, The School of Gladiators, by Giorgio De Chirico, painted in 1928 for the home of collector and gallery owner Leonce Rosenberg, and purchased 10 years later by the Boschi di Stefano family during a trip to Paris. In this work, De Chirico depicts gladiators fighting, resembling an ancient bas-relief but set in a modern room. A tangle of struggling bodies almost completely fills the space, which can barely contain the energy unleashed in the clash, in which references to classicism and surrealism combine and exalt each other. The museum houses another iconic work with a similar surrealist feel, L'Annunciazione, The Annunciation, which stands out on the left wall for its highly original polygonal frame. The work was created in 1932 by Alberto Savinio and purchased by Marieta's father the following year. The artist, a leading figure in Parisian culture in the 1910s and 20s, reinterprets the Christian theme of the Annunciation, the moment when the Archangel Gabriel appears to Mary and announces that she will have a son. Juxtaposing references to ancient art, 19th century engravings, and naturalistic and scientific illustrations. Please continue your visit by exiting to the right of the School of Gladiators and taking the corridor on the left. The corridor is dedicated to the Lombard Chiaristi, a group of artists who in the 1930s opposed official art by painting landscapes and views of the countryside with small unadorned brushstrokes and clear colours imbued with light, thus abandoning the gloomy industrial suburbs and the celebratory and monumental forms favoured by the art of the fascist regime at the time. Antonio and Marieta adored these artists and purchased their works along with the first pieces of their collection as early as the 1930s. Among them was Angelo Del Bon, perhaps the most influential figure in the group, and artist of Barche nella Laguna, Boats in the Lagoon, hung at the top at the start of the corridor. After walking down the corridor, retrace your steps and take the third door to the right to enter the Fontana room. Please select file number 7 on your audio guide.